from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Mego.
You're Dr. Doom.
I am. I'm also Dr. Hungover today.
On WEEI.
On WEEI.
Jacoby, when you started negotiating with the Patriots in the offseason about returning to Foxborough, how detailed was the plan that they presented you with in the quarterback room? Did they tell you that it was going to be a competition with another quarterback, or was there a different plan in place where you would be the starter? I'm just wondering what those conversations were like.
I mean, in this league, it's a competition every year, no matter to play in this league. So obviously it was two guys in a room, I think, at a time. But I mean, it's competition every year, every day. So that was kind of like the unwritten, like they didn't have to tell me. I already, you know, kind of knew the writing on the wall. And then it was just about me just feeling comfortable with where this organization was trying to go. And I was, so I was definitely excited for that.
Jacoby Brissett today on these airwaves. It's Jones and Mego. No Jones, RK in here sitting in the big seat. We talked with Jonathan Jones earlier on in the show. Jacoby Brissett joined us at 3:30. And we've been digesting what he had to say, talking about the competition, as well as a lot of other topics that we got to, including his weird fear of using public restrooms, which I don't think is that weird, except when you never, ever do it. Which, do we believe that, by the way? Do we believe that he's never, ever used a public restroom? Because, like, you have to sometimes.
Glad that we're discussing this, because there were a couple texts that came across the text line, 37937, if you ever want to weigh in that way, that's saying that perhaps it's only one bodily function that is served in,
that he won't do it
in a private
home,
restroom.
Yeah. I know
that
people
he reserves
like that too,
for
yeah.
private restrooms. To which I say, I still think that there's times where if you got to go, you got to go.
Right.
I think he's committed to not wanting to, but to say that he like has never used a public restroom since he's been potty trained, there has to be at least one time. Like, at least one time when you were delayed to something.
Where you ate a bad clam or something, right?
Yeah. Like, anything.
Just, right, yeah.
Especially as an athlete. I mean, sometimes as an athlete, it's like you're going through some kind of
you mess your diet up a little bit. Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. You're putting your body through a lot of stress. And sometimes digestion, like when you're in any kind of endurance thing or really stressful physical test, and the digestive system is the first one that decides, for lack of a better term, to crap out.
Right.
They go, you need all the oxygen for your muscles and everything, so we're going to stop digesting. And then I think you have to seek out the public restroom, whether it's a non-negotiable for you or not.
I agree.
Unless you prefer your own pants.
He didn't rule that out.
He didn't. No? We should have asked that as a follow-up.
We should have like a diaper-related follow-up.
Too bad. I used to be a Big J journalist, and now I've really fallen off on that skill set.
There's no integrity anymore. That answer that he just gave you there was about the plan for being the quarterback and the competition and sort of all that. What did you think of that answer?
I'm sorry. I was reading the Twitch chat that said, I get it. My wife will not use a public restroom unless there's actually no choice. And when I say no choice, I mean no choice. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you're left with no choice.
Right. Sometimes.
Sorry, what was your question?
Nature calls. The question that he answered in that clip was about the QB competition and how different the plan was as opposed to what's actually happening. What did you think of that answer?
I think he's trying to be diplomatic. He's not trying to show his hand. He wants to be seen as the starter in the room, so he's not going to say, I signed on here assuming that I was going to lose my job at some point, but I felt that he was pretty honest by saying, I saw the writing on the wall. I understood what was happening. I know there were reports before that they had told him that they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round or at least bring in a rookie quarterback. So that was always the plan. It's a delicate dance, though, because if he's going to be starting for the team in a couple weeks in a real NFL season game, then he doesn't want to sound like he's somebody who's just going to say, yeah, whatever, take my job. It doesn't mean that much to me.
Right.
Not that that's how he feels, but he doesn't want to come off that way.
Yeah.
He wants to look competitive, and he wants the guys to respect him and follow him as a leader. And at the same time, he doesn't want to be seen like he doesn't understand the situation that he's in.
Right. And the situation that he's in is a weird one, because even though he's the de facto starter for week one, and people were giving me, you know, crap for saying the starter for now. I mean, he is the starter for now.
It's just a little odd when he's on the line.
He's on the line. Well, he was waiting to get on. and he is the starter. I mean, listen, we don't know who the starter is going to be. According to the coach, the starting quarterback is still up in the air. So even that was more complimentary than it should have been. We don't know that he's going to be the starter. It's still a competition, according to the head coach. Either way, I think that he knows that ultimately the plan and what the organization wants to have happen is for May to pass him. Right? I mean, like, we all know that. Like, that's why they drafted him at 3. That's why they're paying him the $8 million or whatever it is. It's not a lot for a quarterback, and you're going to be able to get some play out of him. But then ultimately, what we want to have happen here, Jacoby, is that we want this kid to leave you in the dust and be the starter and lead us to the promised land and get us back to being good again.
We like you, but we hope you suck.
It's not even that they hope that he sucks. It's that they hope that the kid's way better than him. And that everybody knows that, and that everybody understands that, and no one's going to feel bad when it's time to move on from him and kick him back down to the backup for this 21-year-old. And I just think that's a different position to be in than he's probably been in a long time anyway. I was thinking back to the Colts with Andrew Luck. Andrew, that wasn't the beginning of Luck's career. This is uncharted territory for him. And for a guy who's been in the league 8 or 9 years, you know, moving around, he's got to understand that at this point, you would think.
I do. I think with that question, what I was trying to get at was, were you pitched on this job as a competition?
Right.
Because we've heard about this competition through camp, but before camp started, Mayo said something along the lines of, if we started the season today, Jacoby Brissett would be our starter. And then you go in and it's a competition, but Drake has to be better than Jacoby Brissett. And it's still a competition. I don't know who's starting week one. We've heard that as recent as today or yesterday. And so to me, I just am curious, when they brought Jacoby in, if they told him you're going to be competing for your job this summer, because guess what? I don't believe he is. And if you're watching and counting the reps that they take in practice and who they're taking reps with, I just don't believe that they're setting this up for Drake May to beat out Jacoby Brissett before the first game of the season. I don't know how you could look at it, even though Mayo's saying it and others are saying it in press conferences. That's all well and good. They're not showing you that on the field at all.
So we still don't know right now.
We don't. We've asked this question to the audience and to you, Mega. I'll ask it again. What does Drake May have to do against Washington this weekend? We assume he's going to play. I said everyone is healthy. He's going to play. It looks like he's healthy. What is, if anything, what can Drake May do to win the job this weekend?
He's got to be even better than last week. So last week, in my book, he's a B+. He's got to be an A. He's got to have a completion like that ball to Javon Baker. And you can say that's on Baker and the timing of the two of them.
I mean, it was on Baker.
Yeah. He's got to complete a pass like that. He's got to show something in the red zone. Because when you have Jacoby Brissett in the red zone, he throws a boneheaded interception. That's such a late ball. You look at it and go, come on. You're 9 years in the league. This is the reason that you're in this role. So you don't throw that ball. You're supposed to have better judgment than that. With Drake May, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of little fundamental things with his footwork and his eyes, where he's looking, that they're going to pick apart. But it has to be something so clear where he presents himself as a dynamic playmaker that can overcome the crap that's around him. And sorry to call it crap, but the lack of talent.
Don't feel bad. I mean, we all, we've all said what we've said about this team and this roster, which Elliott Wolf put together, and we've been playing clips from Elliott Wolf in his press conference all day. The offensive line's obviously a big issue. The wide receiver group is one that I think people are less worried about, as you can tell from our poll results, where wide receiver is only like 4%. Everyone's mostly concerned about the offensive line. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Jacoby Brissett, no stranger to being behind a weak offensive line. His second year with the Colts, or I guess his second year in the league, his first year with the Colts, I think he got sacked like 600,000 times. So it's not, he's been a part of this before. He understands what that's about. He knows, I think, what his role is and how he's being, what he's being asked to do here. But there was always this thing with Tom Brady, and again, not to compare Brissett with Tom Brady, but he is the veteran on this team, and there's a young quarterback now. The thing with Tom Brady, when Garoppolo was around, you didn't get the sense that Brady was really eager to bring him along and that he wanted to, impart all his wisdom
on
him.
Quite the opposite. He locked him out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The TB12 Center in Foxborough.
Right. Now, because Jacoby Brissett's not Tom Brady trying to protect a Hall of Fame career, it's a different set of circumstances. But from a competitive level, and they're all competitors, as Brissett said to us, you don't necessarily want to train your replacement. You don't want to be there trying to make things easier for him and maybe taking money out of your pocket or whatever it is that's going to happen from there. And I know he's got a guaranteed contract this year, but like metaphorically, you know what I mean? Like it's not something that a competitor is going to want to do, even in when it's a situation where that was a big part of the appeal of bringing him in the first place.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but that's where I think part of the reason that he's making the $8 million that he's making is because he's not going to be a guy who huffs and puffs and makes a big stink in front of the media or makes the locker room an awkward place. That said, I have been a little surprised by how, I wouldn't say reluctant, but how much distance he's put between himself and the questions about being a mentor or bringing Drake right. along. He's very complimentary of Drake May in his progress. But even today, he was asked if he, you know, how he feels about being a mentor to Drake May. And he said something along the lines of, if being a good mentor is being a good teammate, then I guess I'm a good mentor.
Yeah.
It's not exactly something he's fully embracing, which I didn't think he was just going to get up and say happy BS all the time. But I thought for that role, he would be a little bit more big brothery.
Yeah. Yeah. That's certainly a expectation that I think some people had. A texter in the 860, you could speak to this a little bit, Mego. Did Brissett go through this in Washington with Sam Howell? He lost out to Sam Howell. Howell won that starting job last year. He was a third-round pick. It's not like he was the third overall pick. He was the third-rounder from North Carolina, ironically, and that was the last QB competition that he was a part of. That was one where he was, I think, a legitimate starting candidate. You know what I mean? Like they looked at the two of them and thought, we're not sure if Howell's even going to make the team. It may end up being Brissett's team here, and that's the way that we'll go, and whatever. It's a different set of circumstances here. You know, there's real plans for Drake May. There's a development plan for Drake May that I don't think is going to be deviated from here unless something extreme happens. And that's either, as you said, May being an A-plus on Sunday, or the other thing could be Brissett getting hurt or just bottoming out, you know? Like he
right, which
out
you
there
don't
want
to see either.
Right.
You don't want to see that either. That's not a good situation for the team to be in. I'll say this, the difference between Sam Howell and Drake May should be pretty clear, even just in the draft order that they're in. But with Drake May, what they're telling you is they're being really intentional with him. And the reports today that he's still not taking reps with the ones tells you everything that you need to know about the competition and where it stands right now. If Drake May is actually competing with Jacoby Brissett, maybe that's something that we'll get reports of later this week, because it appears to me they're going to be off tomorrow, and then they're going to treat this entire week like it's the first week of an NFL season.
Right.
So they're going to go through all the motions. They're going to travel as a team like it's a real game, and everybody's going to get up to speed with that because there's a lot of guys doing their positions and their jobs for the first time. Thinking of Jerod Mayo in particular, but it doesn't really seem like the priority is to get Drake May in a competition that he can win. Where they are right now, I think, is he's in a competition with the plan that they set up against him. Not even Jacoby Brissett. The competition is, can he look so good and so advanced, and as Tom Curran said, not pee down his leg to the point that he blows their plan off schedule and they decide we got to roll with Drake May.
Yeah, that would be, I hate to say it, but like the ideal thing. I think the organization's looking at it and going, you know, we do have our plan, we have our development plan, but wouldn't it be great if Drake May just was so good that it was undeniable and that we had no other choice but to go with him there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There's one other quick topic that I want to get to before we get to Triple Play, and that is a little bit additional fallout here to the Matthew Judon trade. You found this on NBC Sports Boston. Looked like he was doing a Zoom call with Kayla Burton, right? Was that?
Yes,
yeah,
from
so
NBC Sports Boston.
NBC Sports Boston. They were linked up talking there, and she asked him about the trade from New England and how it was handled. And do we have this audio, Joe? Here's Matthew Judon with Kayla Burton talking about the big disconnect with himself and the Patriots.
Why didn't the deal get done?
I don't know. I feel like we just never sat down and really came to the table as men. So I think that's the biggest point. It's like, they kind of didn't know where I was at. We kind of didn't know where they was at. It was like, you know, it was just always through text messages or phone calls. We just never sat down and actually talked about it. I think that was the biggest kind of disconnect.
Did you ask to? Did you, you know, talk to some of the front office, Elliot, et cetera, say, like, let's have a sit-down conversation about this, your agent?
For sure, I asked, and I sent those messages to my agents, and I asked personally, but that ain't kind of where we left off.
So Matthew Judon essentially accusing the Patriots of not just freezing him out, but not even wanting to come to the negotiating table, not wanting to have an in-person conversation about it. Everything was through text message. They did have one in-person conversation about it where he was storming around all practice, yelling at Elliott Wolf and, you know, the mouthing off to Jerod Mayo and sitting on the trash cans. And, you know, they didn't sit at a table, but he was sitting. And that may have been born out of the frustration of communication not being what he wanted it to be, which should have been pretty much the indicator that he needed to know that you're not getting what you want here, Matthew. Like, this is basically run its course, which is something that has been stated before, something Elliott Wolf could have maybe handled a little earlier than this.
Absolutely. And when you hear that, you just get my takeaway would be that the intention was not to work out anything with him, that we have the reports that they presented him with a deal at some point and the beginning of training camp or whenever it was. And they were so far apart that it was just, it didn't even warrant further conversation about that particular deal. But they never have a sit down. Like, to
it's
your
like
point,
office space. They just keep moving his office until right. He's down in the basement.
If you never have a sit down interview, if your agent is only communicating through text message and phone calls. Now, I don't know how these talks always go, but if you're asking, hey, can we meet in person and have a real conversation about this, and they're not agreeing to that, to me, I actually think Judon played this a lot more nicely than I probably would have, than I think a lot of guys would have. If you're far apart on the contract and they're not even going to talk to you, to your face, with your agent, yeah, he lost his cool at practice one day, but then he showed up and he was at least showing his face out there, and he didn't. I don't think he's MF'd them since he left. I don't know what you make of that availability that he just had with Caleb Burton, if that's like MF'ing the team. But
it wasn't good. Didn't paint him in a good light.
Right.
You know?
But he's not saying, he really hasn't said anything like, you know, horrible about the organization.
No, he said he didn't want to get traded.
Who could be disgruntled.
Right. He said he didn't want to get traded, which I don't believe. I mean, I think that they gave him the option. He could have gone to Atlanta or Chicago. He got third round pick offers from both teams. And according to reports, they said, Matthew, where do you want to go? He said Atlanta. So they traded him to Atlanta. It wasn't all bad feelings, I don't think. But there was never, I don't think there was any outcome where they were going to pay him. I just don't think that was
Absolutely not. Yeah. It sounds like they offered him some kind of bump or something that was clearly nowhere near he thought what his worth was.
And they're probably surprised he didn't make more of an issue about it. You know, like, they're probably surprised that he didn't demand a trade earlier than this.
So who do you think comes out looking better or worse out of this? Because I'd say it makes Mayo look good.
It makes Mayo look
good. If behind the scenes, it looks like it's a deteriorating situation between Matthew Judon and his agent and the front office, to the point that he is storming off at practice and Jerod Mayo is at least allowed to somewhat publicly hold it together for the 2 weeks that he did, and then he gets shipped out. I do think that's a little bit of a credit to Mayo, at least keeping most everybody with a cool head in what seemed like not a pleasant situation.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it didn't start off that way, but I think he did pretty good damage control there. I'd say it's not bad.
Damage control is correct.
Yeah, but you have to have damage to have damage control, so yes. I don't know how much credit I'm going to give him there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, it is a buy or sell Monday for the Triple Play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.